Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Sanilac County Community Mental Health has donated $1,066 to Aspire Rural Health System. PCUPS, or Prostate Cancer Understanding Prevention and Screening Program. The contribution will directly support prostate cancer awareness, prevention, and accessible screening services for residents across Michigan's Thumb region. The PCUPS program provides financial assistance for prostate cancer education and prevention efforts, as well as free PSA screenings and grant support for eligible community members. The American Cancer Society estimating that 1 in 6 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. Early detection, so education remains critical in improving outcomes. And when the Tuscola County Election Commission met today, they did not approve the language on proposed recall petitions for 3 Caro City members. Recall petitions were filed for Karen Snyder, who is the Caro City Mayor, and for Council Member Emily Campbell. The recall petition language for each of these office holders was not approved by the Election Commission, which consists of Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, Tuscola's Treasurer Ashley Bennett, and Tuscola's Probate Family Court Judge Nancy Thane. They each determined the language on the proposed recall petition was not clear and or not factual. The recall sponsor has 10 days to appeal the decision of the Election Commission, according to Fetting. And GST Michigan Works and Bad Axe has scheduled a series of free job readiness and skill workshops through February 2026, including manufacturing, computer, financial literacy, and cybersecurity sessions. Space is limited, and participants are encouraged to register in advance at the Bad Axe Service Center or by phone. Registration details, well, space is limited for all workshops and classes, and GST Michigan Works asks attendees to register in advance by stopping by at 614 North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe, or by calling 989-269-2311. When we come back after this Thumb Cell sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news and our obituaries.
Are you tired of big carrier headaches? You know, the ones with the long wait times and frustrating plans. At Thumb Cellular, things are done differently. In our neck of the woods, there's no headaches or confusion. Just simple, hassle-free service from real people who know you. Thumb Cellular offers easy-to-understand plans, great coverage, clear call quality, and phones and service for every budget. Make the switch today and say goodbye to the headaches and stress of big carriers. Right now, get double your trade-in value with a new device purchase. Also, get a free smartphone with a new line activation or upgrade. Terms and conditions apply. Talk to a customer care rep for details. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference. Stop by your local office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. These limited time offers are valid through December 31st, 2025. Thumb Cellular, the local talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb. Thumb Cellular.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, a series of reports on U.S. weather and climate disasters underscores how storms, floods, wildfires, and droughts have inflicted hundreds of billions of dollars in damage over recent decades, prompting calls from emergency planners and scientists for sustained federal funding to improve forecasting, infrastructure, resilience, and community preparedness. And looking at our international news, in Gaza, Israeli military operations have resulted in additional Palestinian fatalities, while reports of efforts to recover the remains of hostages have further heightened tensions and drawn international attention to the humanitarian and security situation in the enclave. And we have one obituary for this hour. Lorna Diane Bauer, age 79, of Bayport, passed away on December 2nd, 2025 at Courtney Manor Nursing and Rehab in Bad Axe. She was born on May 6, 1946. Lorna's funeral service will be on Wednesday, December 10th, 2025 at 11 a.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. The family will be present to receive visitors on Tuesday, December 9th, 2025 at the funeral home from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. and again on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until the time of her service. The family would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to the staff at Courtney Manor, A&D Hospice, and Shure Hospital for their compassionate and exceptional care they gave Lorna. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to Hayes United Methodist Church, Shure Hospital, or the donor's choice. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.